Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, May 11th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Leucippus. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello. Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the vast ocean of knowledge contained within Wikipedia. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we are unraveling the mysterious yet influential world of Leucippus, the pre-Socratic philosopher who's often overshadowed by his renowned pupil, Democritus. Leucippus is a figure shrouded in an almost mythical veil of obscurity. Historical accounts about him are sparse and often conflicting, which makes our journey today as intriguing as it is enlightening. Most scholars agree he was likely active in the 5th century BCE and that he laid the foundational concepts of atomism. Now, for those of you thinking, atomism, isn't that a modern science concept? You'd be partially right. Atomism is the philosophical notion that everything in the universe is composed of tiny, indestructible units called atoms. But here's a thought to ponder. How did the intellectuals of ancient Greece come to theorize concepts that seem so, well, modern? Leucippus's birthplace is a matter of debate. He has been variously described as a citizen of Miletus, Abdera, and Elea, a true man of mystery. Yet what stands out is not where Leucippus was from, but what his thoughts have contributed to our understanding of the universe. One of the most fascinating aspects of delving into figures like Leucippus is considering the ripple effects their thinking had on the broader philosophical landscape. Leucippus and his student, Democritus, presented ideas that were revolutionary. They proposed that all changes in the world result from rearrangements of unchangeable atoms moving in a void. A void, in this context, meaning empty space, an idea that was just as radical then as it sounds now. Consider how this contrasts with the popular belief systems and philosophical arguments at the time. Many of his contemporaries, like Parmenides, argued that change was an illusion and nothing could come from nothing. Leucippus, however, posited that within the emptiness there exists a possibility, a space for atoms to rearrange, thereby suggesting a dynamic, ever-changing universe. It's also interesting to note how Leucippus's philosophical leanings connected with ethics, an area profoundly explored later by philosophers like Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle. While not much of Leucippus's ethical views have been documented, the rational and mathematical nature of atomism sets the stage for a universe governed by predictable laws rather than capricious gods or random chaos. Can you imagine the comfort yet confusion such a stance might have provoked in a world animated by myths and divinities? Moreover, the sparse writings attributed directly to Leucippus or described in secondary sources introduce us to an individual who might have been attempting to understand the universe in a fundamentally different way than his peers. For instance, there's an anecdote noted by the great philosopher Simplicius, which suggests that Leucippus theorized the Milky Way was formed from distant stars, which is remarkably close to our modern understanding, don't you think? One could argue that Leucippus, through his atomic theory, was not just deciphering the cosmos, but was also subtly challenging the spiritual and cultural constructs of his time. He shifted the conversation from philosophical deliberations on the nature of the divine to a conversation rooted deeply in the observable world, even though his tools for observation were limited compared to today's standards. As we explore such historic intellectual feats, it's essential to ask ourselves, how does the work of ancient philosophers like Leucippus impact our current understanding of science and philosophy? Do you think that the foundational ideas of thinkers like Leucippus paved the way for the scientific methodologies that we hold in high esteem today? Reflecting on these questions gives us deeper insight into not just where our modern theories originated, but also how the interplay of thought, observation, and conjecture drives progress. It's a compelling reminder of the continuity of human curiosity and our age-old quest to understand the nature of reality. Drawing our discussion to a close, Leucippus might not be as well known as his successors, yet his contributions to philosophical thought pose important questions about the nature of reality, change, and existence. his views have undeniably shaped the philosophical and scientific landscape, bridging gaps between mythos and logos and inspiring future generations to explore the very fabric of existence, atom by atom. I hope today's episode has sparked an interest in the enigmatic and profound world of ancient philosophy and its lasting impacts on our understanding of the world. Until next time, continue pondering the unknown and let the curiosity of those who walked before us guide our paths forward. Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Leucippus. Thanks for listening. See you next time.